Chapter 14. Pippa and I part in the poppy fields. I shall see you soon, dear friend, and don't worry, I shall keep our secret. I'll say that this change in me has happened of its own accord, a miracle. A miracle, I second, trying to push aside my misgivings. I can't gift Pippa forever. She waves to me and blows a kiss before running back toward the borderlands. Gemma! Who said that? I whirl around, but there is no one about. I hear it again, like a faint cry on the wind. Gemma! I crane my neck up toward the caves of sighs, where the temple and the well of eternity lie. I have to know. The climb to the top of the mountain is longer than I remembered. Dust clings to my legs. When I pass through the rainbow of colourful smoke, Asher, the Untouchable's leader, is there, waiting for me as if she knew I would come. A breeze blows aside her deep red sari, revealing her misshapen, blistered legs. I try not to stare at her, or at any of the other Untouchables, the Hajin, as they are also known, but it is difficult. They have all been disfigured by disease. For this, they have been reviled within the realms and thought of as less than slaves. Asher greets me as she always has, with a small bow, her palms pressed together as if in prayer.
Welcome, Lady Hope.
I return the gesture and am ushered inside the cave. Two of the Hajin carry bushels of bright red poppies gathered from the fields below. They sort through them, taking only the good, which they weigh on large scales before feeding them to the smoke pots. As I pass, the Untouchables welcome me warmly, offering flowers and smiles.
Have you come to return the magic to the temple? Asher asks.
Not just yet, but I shall, I assure her. Asher bows, but I see from her lack of a smile that she does not believe me.
How may the Hajin be of help to you?
I should like to approach the Well of Eternity.
You wish to face your fears?
There is something I must put to rest, I answer. She shakes her head slowly.
Putting to rest is not so easy. You are free to enter.
A wall of water separates me from what lies within. I need only pass through it, and I will know for certain. My lips are dry with fear. I moisten them with my tongue, try to steady myself. Holding my breath, I push through the water skin, and then I'm inside the sacred heart of the temple. The Well of Eternity sits in the centre. Its deep waters make no sound. Heart hammering in my chest, I approach the well until my fingers light upon the rough edge of it. I can scarcely draw a breath. My tongue catches against the roof of my mouth. I grip the edge of the well tightly and peer in. The water inside has turned to ice. My face is reflected in its smoky surface. I trace the outline of it there.